everyone, welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. We're recording at night, so it's gonna get a little weird.
I'm sorry, Kathy, I did this to you.
No, it's so fun when we record at night. But if you're watching the YouTube channel, we have a new setup. We're kind of testing things out. You know how we like to do. We'll see if this works, and
I like
if not,
it feels liberating.
I know. I feel like
not restricted
and airy.
Exactly.
I feel like it's more cash, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So today's topic is going to be about why you need a digital detox. Yes. But before we get in, Afi wanted to do something really cute.
Yeah.
So
we want to introduce kind of like one thing we're grateful for. So every episode, we start our episodes like that. So it just makes us more like mindful and like appreciative and present. And
yes.
I feel like that's what's blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's what we're all about.
That's the theme. Yeah.
Do you want to start?
I can start. So without revealing too much, I got asked to do a collaboration with a brand and I'm very excited. I have to send in all of my content by next week. So I'm a little scared about that because I'm a little rushed, but I'm very excited and I'm very grateful that they wanted to work with me. So.
Yes, congrats. That's awesome. You see, good things are happening. Lucky girl. I love that. Well, for me, I just started my first day of work at my new job.
So everyone go say congrats to Afi on Instagram.
On Instagram, like imaginary, like
her DMs.
Through DMs, yeah. But yeah, I'm super grateful and happy and excited about like having the opportunity to learn new things and just like be in a new environment.
Yes, so. I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay, so let's get into it. So we're first gonna do question of the week.
Yes, exactly. So our question of the week was, have you done a digital detox in the past? 45% of people said yes, and 55 said no.
Mm. Have you ever done one?
Digital, I think at one point I did delete like my whole Instagram account. So I
you
have.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was really bored. Like I want to get to a point where I can control it without like deleting, like do a detox without deleting my accounts. But I also understand if you need to, but I did kind of do one a while ago. Yeah,
I have never done one.
Never.
I feel like it's just not the norm for me, but
it would go like, against like your brand.
Yeah, like I can't consciously say like, oh, I'm gonna detox from anything digital.
Yeah,
but I have moments where I'm just like reading for an hour, you know what I mean?
So you're detaching.
Yeah, I'm able to detach, but at the same time I still want to check my phone every like
minutes. That's like the urge is there. But have you ever felt like, okay, I want to delete my accounts?
Never.
Okay,
I'm just fine. Not that type of person.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, well, is it?
I mean, maybe like just like the way that you use social media is like positive and
or yeah, just, I guess I don't, because I know a lot of people kind of view it in like a negative light, and they think like it might be impacting their mental health in a certain way. Mm-hmm. To me I find it like a creative outlet, so I don't feel that way, so exactly. I guess that's why. But still, I feel like we're too dependent on it, which 100%
a little bit for sure. The urge that you get, I get it.
Exactly.
Like a reflex. Yeah,
like the amount of times that I've opened in the Instagram like consecutively because I don't realize that I'm already going to the app.
Same. And then I don't know why I opened it, or like I'll do like Snapchat, Insta, and like something else, and then I go back.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh,
it's so bad. It's a vicious circle. Okay, well, we're gonna
we'll learn.
We'll tell you how to detox a little. So first, let's just start with what is a digital detox, because I feel like a lot of people probably don't even know what it is. Like,
yeah.
It could be self-explanatory, but that at the same time, you never know.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a period of time where you consciously and intentionally decide to take a break from using any digital devices. So you may even cut certain things out completely. So I know some people like don't even have a TV.
Whoa.
That's crazy to me.
Okay, yeah, technically that's like digital because it's like TV, but
it
I
is.
Didn't like count
so,
that.
So yeah,
in.
So digital could be television, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, even video games, like literally anything digital.
Mm, TV, that I've never wanted to cut out. I mean, like I've wanted to reduce. Okay, I guess that's a detox because you can also like eliminate completely or reduce. So
yeah, because it's saying it could be for a period of time or completely cutting it out.
Yeah,
I could never.
No, TV's too good. Like it has
even
a place
to have
in
it in
heart.
The background. Yeah,
but I will say that like last night I watched it before bed and I feel like it did ruin my sleep, but
can't relate because I fall asleep to the TV.
But sometimes, I don't know, maybe just because I was like
starting something. See, that's bad though. The fact that like my sleep is dependent on me having the TV on.
I'm like that too though. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I'm, yeah.
Sometimes when I'm thinking about something too much and it makes me like wide awake. And I'm interested in the episode, so I can't follow. Like, yeah, it depends, yeah. You know?
But I feel like the background noise drowns my own thoughts. Exactly what you're saying. Because if I don't have the TV on or, like, every time I'm on vacation. Yeah. I don't know. It's also probably just because I'm not in my bed. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just somewhere that I'm falling asleep and I don't have a TV on, I take, like, hours to fall asleep. It's kind of bad.
I know. And something, okay, random. This is my last thought. Yeah. But something I do too sometimes is, like, when I feel like I'm falling asleep or I'm like about to, I'll pause the TV, but I keep it on. It's almost like for the comfort of it.
That's another level. How do you even know that you're about to fall asleep? I don't pause shit.
Like I don't know. It run. But I don't close it because I just like, sometimes I do, but like last night.
We need a psychologist in here because I don't understand this.
Yeah. I could do like the timer and just have it close, but I'm
yeah, I put too the timer lazy on, to do that. But I put a long timer.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's an attempt to disconnect from the online world and just be more present in your everyday life, basically, because you're not distracted by going on to social media and try to keeping up to date with everything.
Exactly.
Next, we're going to go into what are the signs that you should do a digital detox. So a lot of this is going to be affecting your mental health in a certain way or psychologically. So you may feel elements of a depressed mood. So it's not necessarily depression, but you could have symptoms of kind of like the same thing where you're just like in a slump, you don't know what to do, that type of stuff. You're more irritable or get frustrated really easily. For sure, that's a sign.
Yeah.
You feel increased insecurity or self-esteem issues. So this is highly related to social comparison. So especially if you're on social media and you're always like glued to your phone because you're looking at other people on Instagram, the comparison is going to come very easily. Having trouble sleeping or erratic sleep patterns. So this is caused by the excessive blue light exposure that we're all exposed to.
Clearly we are like system has just like eliminated, like we fall asleep to TV. So it's like we're doing the opposite.
I know, but I feel like it's more like phone and like...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's
true. If you're looking at your phone before, or you're looking at a tablet or your laptop right before bed, like a lot of people have trouble sleeping.
True. So it doesn't apply to TV?
I don't know. Maybe, because it's further away, right, maybe?
True. I'm not maybe sure. Maybe our sleep could be better if we didn't watch TV.
Probably, 100%.
Yeah.
But I mean, do I really want to do that? So yeah, same thing. It kind of Netflix binging, if you're binging on your laptop, that could affect it. I feel like, I don't know. I think TV is too far away, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
maybe because of the I'm not a scientist. I'm not sure. We'll need to fact check that.
More time spent using digital technologies is also linked to increased symptoms of ADHD and conduct disorder, as well as worse self-regulation. You have trouble concentrating on one thing or gravitate to use your phone while you're doing something else. So I do this all the time. I'm watching a TV show or a movie and I'm like looking at my phone or my iPad. Like we say that we can multitask, but we're not really doing that. It's just that our mind can't stay focused on one single thing.
Exactly. We're like distracting ourselves from like watching TV, but that makes no sense because like if you're watching TV, you're like trying to escape. But I think it's like, you know, when you're just so used to like clicking on things at the same time.
Yeah, like,
I
feel like having I can't something stand in your hand. Still. Same, yeah. Same.
And I get annoyed of myself when I pick up my phone because I don't feel like I'm resting when I'm all this brain activity is happening.
I know. So. And then you get extra exhausted because you're trying to like focus on too many things at once.
Exactly. So. But then I'll put my phone away and then like 20 minutes later, I just want to like click.
I know. I'm like, where's the notifications? Who's texting me? Let me see. Yeah.
We got to stop.
You might even feel an obligation. This is us. You might feel an obligation or a pull to consume or check in on your devices. And this is like a cause of FOMO. So,
oh my God, it is. Yeah. I knew it was that, but I didn't register as like,
yeah, because you don't want to miss something, especially like algorithms. Like nowadays, they're not showing you like things you want to see. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like if your friend posts something and you miss it, you miss it.
A lot of things have disappeared off
exactly.
My timeline.
There's a lot of posts that like I'll see a week later from like someone that we know that posted.
Same. Damn, no, didn't me see too. That.
So you might be just compelled to check your phone every few minutes because of it, because you're like, I need to check in. I need to see the updates, you know? You're ignoring your responsibilities due to what you convince yourself is a lack of time, but in reality, you're just glued to your devices. So that can also be just like on your laptop doing things at all times. Like you're 9 to 5, then you do your 5 to 9, and then you can't let go and you're trying to go to bed. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like you're over, what's the word? Not overstimulating yourself, but kind of in a way, because you're just like always on your devices.
Okay, wait. I don't know if this is really related, but one thing that I realized kind of in relation to like, I think we talked about like responsibilities and like procrastination. So one thing that I realized that I do, I don't know if it's just me, but before I start a task that I guess I'm like pushing off in a way, I like check all my social medias and then I go on YouTube to see if there's anything new.
Okay.
Like, right. I don't know if this is like an ADHD thing, but I'll literally like, and I know that I'm doing this to procrastinate. Like I'll see if there's like a fun YouTube video before I start my task.
Yeah.
And then I'll keep refreshing until I find something, but it's like right before I need to start something.
I get you. I do that. Like if I'm like, I have notifications and I need them to be gone before I do anything. Cause I want to see what's going on.
Exactly. You know? It's like an excuse for myself.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. You feel less of a pull to socialize in person and you would rather just be on your phone. That's just like big red flag. I feel like that's our whole generation right now. Like we need to pull ourselves out of that.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes I get overwhelmed. Sorry, I keep like saying interjecting.
But this is a podcast, Happy. That's what you
I know. But sometimes like, I don't know, I guess when I'm like home alone or for the last few weeks, everyone was like at work, but like everyone would like send messages. And I don't know, I felt so weird that everyone's like connected, but like nobody was physically around me. If that, you know what I mean? Like you can talk to everyone and everyone's online, they're like liking, but like I didn't feel it because like I'm not physically with anybody. So you still feel a bit like distant sometimes from people.
Yeah, I get that. But I also feel like my social battery has been 100% affected by like me always being on my phone, and especially COVID, because we were like isolated for like 2 years practically, that like if I'm in with a group of people, I can talk for like 20 minutes and then I'm like, okay, I'm going on my phone.
I do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. There was also a fact that 1/5 of US citizens feel that technology is a significant source of stress in their lives. So it can cause a lot of stress.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then it heavily influences your work-life balance as you feel a pull to check in, even if you're out of office. Mm. I have done this. I've been on vacation checking my emails just to see. Like, I'm not answering anything. I don't know why I did it. Like, I just wanted to see what was going on. I don't understand. It makes no sense. I know.
It's okay. It's just like you just want to be in the loop.
But I don't need to be in the loop. It's like a bit of
FOMO. Yeah.
I guess it's FOMO.
Or are you maybe like nervous about like catching up when you get back?
No.
No.
I literally was just like, I just want to see what's going on. See what's
happening. Sometimes. For what? Yeah.
It's work. Like,
yeah, you don't do that anymore. Okay, so next we're going to kind of go into what are the benefits of doing a digital detox. So overall, why a digital detox can be important is because it does allow us to be like relieved from the pressure of constantly being online and like present online, just like we talked about like FOMO. I feel like there is some type of pressure that has like built up over the years and like social media coming to exist. So that's why it's important to just like be offline sometimes. Yeah. So research proves that a digital detox may help improve your sleep, relationships, and your mood. So everything that like Kathy had already mentioned. It's a great way to see if technology is getting in the way of you living your best life.
It's true though.
Yeah.
Because it's like kind of a cock block in certain situations. Like what I just said, where I socialize for 20 minutes and then I go on my phone. Like,
yeah, same. And you know when you're like walking down the street, but you don't want to make eye contact with anyone? Yeah, so you're like
always,
this.
Always.
That's kind of scary when
it's
you think
weird.
Of it. We're like, so afraid to like
to us.
Be awkward and like look someone look at us,
yeah,
at least like just look the other way or something, I don't know. But no, I think it's like all about balance, obviously, and sometimes the detox helps when you're too involved and you can't control it. This is a good way to like ground you and you bring you back. But the first reason, like main reason why a digital detox can help, is that it can allow you to have like sharper focus. Mm-hmm. So obviously with all these digital presence online and notifications, you can get very easily distracted because you're no longer limited to just physically what's around you. There's like a whole world online, so you're thinking about that. So sometimes it's really distracting, whether you're working or doing other tasks, like you're thinking about Instagram or you're thinking about like something else, you know. So I think doing a digital detox, and it's like proven that it will help you like concentrate better, so that's one important thing. And then next, Kathy had also mentioned it, but it will create less stress and overwhelmingness because online, like we have TikTok, we have YouTube, we have Instagram, there's an overflow of information. And for example, this happens to me. I don't always know which information to take. Like I save all this info, but I end up using none of it because...
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, there's too much advice coming in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I forget about it because it's like, I don't know which one is right, which one is wrong. So sometimes a lot of information, access to a lot of things isn't that great. It can actually be more like detrimental than... beneficial because it just confuses you and overwhelms you.
It's like the same thing when you have too many choices that you don't choose anything, or you have too many things to do that you don't start anything. It's the same type of vibe.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So that'll really help. And then next, with so much online consumption in our day-to-day, we can kind of forget to connect with those around us face to face. Like kind of what I was saying, it's like we're always connecting online, which is nice, but sometimes I also still feel like, not to sound like sad, but like empty a little bit because I'm like not getting that physical interaction. And you know, basic human needs does include like having a social life, but not only by like messages and texts online. It's like physically, you know. So but like Kathy had said, it's like sometimes being online drains us so much that we can't do that physically, but then we're missing like one of our like necessities. It's not only to like meet people that you know every day, it's also about like making connections, random strangers, like just smiling at someone. That I think, I don't know the scientific thing, but I'm sure like that brings you some sort of joy and mood booster. But because we're always on our phones or looking down, it can stop us from making those connections in person and like meeting a new person, or just like, it doesn't have to be long term. Like it's not stopping you from creating all these like long term friendships, but just like saying hi to someone or
just being nice.
Yeah, exactly. And then lastly, control over your time. So a digital detox will really allow you to kind of regain that control. Because I think both Kathy and I talked about examples of like sometimes we just are a little bit consumed by like what's going on online, TikTok. And it's super nice and it can lead us to be like more creative, but there's a limit, right? Like after a while, it's not as beneficial as if you did like 20 minutes versus like 2 hours or like 3 hours, you know? Yeah. So just a balance, and too much of anything I think isn't great.
For sure. And it's the same thing like if you're just binging on Netflix, like we said, like that's wasting so much time. I know it's entertaining.
I feel like I justify that. No, but it gets boring after a while.
It's entertaining, but that's kind of the same thing. You're being consumed by a digital device when you could have been doing something like exercising, reading, cooking, like something else that just gets you out of that.
Exactly. And just, or like even just like actually relaxing.
Yeah.
Because when you're always on your phone, you're not. See, like,
I cannot relax without doing something.
Yeah.
And it's because of this.
I'm serious. Oh, no. Well, what about reading? I feel
like I need to be. I'm stimulating myself.
You just need a day, Kathy, where you just like lay in your bed. And no, you can't do like a whole day of
that. Even at the spa, if I go to the spa, I need a book with me because I can't do nothing.
Yeah. I guess because it's like we're not we need something to entertain us. But maybe it's just like 20 minutes a day. Just lie in your bed and like look at your ceiling.
Well,
just,
I do that in the summer. See, in the summer, okay, I think it's seasonal.
Or like the sun. Yeah,
exactly. Like if I'm sitting outside, I can sit outside, just let the sun hit me, you know, and I'm good. Yeah. But in the winter?
I low-key did that in the winter, though. Remember I told you I went on a walk at like 9? Because it was like, I was tired of being home.
Yes.
And I just saw the snow fall. And like, you know how in the winter, even though it's dark, the snow kind of makes it brighter? Yes. Like you can see everything.
Yeah, I get headaches from it.
I'm like, woo! And the guy's like, no, it ruins my head. It gives me headaches. I was walking and it was in the middle of the street. It's like just in the neighborhood. Yeah. Like I didn't go on the busy streets and there was no cars. And I just stood in the middle of the street and I just
dead.
But just for like a couple minutes. I can't do that for like 20 minutes. But just to really like hear, you know, when you go to a codger away and you can just be like, hear the silence. Mm-hmm. It was so nice.
Well, last Tuesday, it literally felt like spring.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I don't know, it was like in the pot, like 10 degrees or
melting.
Some shit. I don't know. I literally thought it was spring. My mood that day, I was so energetic and I was like having a great time. I was with my coworkers. I'm like, guys, this is a beautiful day. Like I was like so happy.
Yeah.
And it was literally just because it was warmer and there was sun.
Yeah. No, but that makes a bit vitamin like, D. Y'all. We need that. That's also another necessity.
Yeah.
Like we really do need that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No.
And then it was like snowing every other day and I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah. I was not like, although I enjoyed that moment, it's like I was happy when the snow was melting, and then I saw it snow again, and I had to like clean my car.
The weather. Like, it went from like 10 degrees to minus 16. I'm like, what's going on
here? I actually can't wait for summer. Like, I won't say like I love the heat, but I'm still excited for like the sun.
I'm a spring and fall girl.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. I like, sometimes I will say though, I like winter weather temperature better than summer, but like, I feel like it's a stretch. I'm like I'm on a spectrum.
You're a fall.
I'm on a spectrum. Yeah. I'm a fall gal. Yeah, I'm definitely a fall girl. Okay, so to continue, we're going to let you know how you can start doing a digital detox and what are some steps to take to actually like begin this detox. So first, you have to decide what you want to change. So figure out like which behavior you want to change and determine like which activities you want to reduce. Do you want to stop going on your phone, or do you want to reduce your TV time? Do you just want to stop going on Instagram? So be specific and kind of find like a measurable goal. So the next thing kind of led into that, but yeah, basically create and set like specific goals. So you can use kind of like the SMART. Yeah, where it's like measurable. I don't remember what they all stand for. I forgot.
I have to write it every year for work and I still don't remember.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, no, I forget. But this will really allow you to take steps toward your goal because you'll clearly know what you're going towards. So for example, if you only want to spend like 15 minutes a day on social media, that can be one of your goals.
That's rough.
That's like, you know, that one, I feel like it's doable.
How do you do that? 15 minutes a day?
5 minutes, 3 times a day.
It takes me 5 minutes just to open your Instagram apps.
Yeah, no, I feel you. It goes by very fast. Or obviously you don't have to do 15. You can do like an hour max. Like that could be maybe more realistic. And ways that you can maybe do that is like you can turn your phone off when you don't want to use it anymore. Or when, that's maybe not so realistic because you might need your phone throughout the day. But if you can, or put it in another room if you're trying to limit, or like make one of the days a no like tech day. Like they were saying like, oh, Sunday could be like your no tech day. I don't know if I could do that. But hey, if you could, then why not? So you want to make a time commitment for this goal. So breaking strong habits does take time. So you kind of want to prove to yourself and motivate yourself and commit to a certain number of weeks or months or however long so that you feel like you've broken this habit. Or like once you've done 2 weeks, you're like, okay, I've done this for 2 weeks straight, and that'll like maybe motivate you. Or you can like, it allows you to evaluate how you feel by the end of 2 weeks. Is this helping me? Is this not? Do I need to change something in my goals?
It takes 21 days to create a habit.
Yes, so exactly.
It needs to be 3 weeks.
Okay, so not two, three. You want to make sure you have a good support system. So you want a space and you want to be around people that won't judge you for what you're setting. They won't criticize you or like discourage you, because that will be like half of the journey, you know, people being positive. And they also help you take accountability, because when you're like kind of saying it out loud, it's like out there. Yeah. And you, not that you have to stick with it, but
they'll call you out on it.
They'll call you out, which, okay, you might feel shame and guilt, which you shouldn't feel, but like it does allow you just like accountability and be like, okay, I didn't follow it this day, so I need to kind of like maybe push a little bit harder to reach my goals. But yeah, that's super important. And then you want to evaluate your progress. So I kind of mentioned this like right before, but once you've began your detox and after a couple of days have passed, actively evaluate and like check in with yourself, because if you're not doing that, then are you realizing the impact it's having? Maybe like subconsciously, like you realize like, oh, I'm in a better mood, but being active, and maybe if you want to journal or write it down, that'll allow you to like push forward and keep this a habit if that's what you want to do. Oh, also make sure when you are evaluating your progress that you're not swapping one digital habit for another. So if you're giving up like Instagram, make sure you're not going on Facebook more often.
Too similar.
Yeah, because it's also like counterproductive, because you're not really doing a digital detox. You're just using one app to make up for the other. And then lastly, you want to consider long-term changes. So after you've implemented these changes and you've evaluated how it's been, do you feel better or worse? Is this the change that you needed? And do you want to create like a permanent change in your life? Do you want to keep doing this? You know, really see if it's like made an impact on you, and for you, if it's worth it and if it makes sense to like actually make this a habit long term. So you can kind of take steps to see if like it's working out for you or if you need to change something. But those are kind of the steps you can take, and you can obviously adjust these if you feel like something's not working or if you don't need to like really evaluate at the end and you kind of know, okay, I want to keep going.
Yeah, I think it's good to have this as like the strategy portion of it if you're really like too connected to your digital devices. And this is like a step-by-step guide on how to do it.
Exactly.
And then for our last section, Afi kind of touched upon some things, but these are like specific activities that you can attribute to this strategy. So I'm just going to like sum things that she said at the same time. So the first one is to set time boundaries. So schedule in hours where you can't use your devices at all. Mm-hmm. Like literally I'm saying no TV, no laptop, no phone, like at all. You can use your lunch break for it, or even like at the end of the day, just reserve an hour before bed, like stuff like that. Yeah. And replace it with another activity that's not using a digital device. So like I said before, you can do cooking, reading, exercising, cleaning, like literally anything, right?
I promise you'll feel so much better once you start doing it. Like you'll be like, oh, I feel good.
Yeah. And actually people also put timers for themselves. I know it's using a digital device, but they set like 20 minutes and they're like, okay, for these 20 minutes, I'm just going to clean, I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to be distracted. I'm just going to do this one task. So that can kind of help you if you struggle with that.
Yeah. And I feel like that is helpful because sometimes I'll like start cleaning, but then I spend my whole day cleaning because I didn't really like give myself time to do other stuff. Yeah. And then I get frustrated because I'm like, wow, all I did this day was like clean and I didn't get to do like other things I wanted.
Yeah, so for sure.
Sometimes it's good to focus on like one thing at a time, but then sometimes you need variety. It's like, yeah.
I think it's kind of like setting a schedule for yourself as a whole, right? Yeah. Then you need to set physical boundaries. So like Afi was saying before, you can put your phone in another room completely if you're like really too distracted and you're like just getting that pull to check Instagram and stuff like that. Just put it away. This is especially good if you're like working from home and you get distracted. Because I know I do this a lot, that I have to put my phone on the other side of the room on do not disturb because or else like I'll be checking it instead of working, you know? Yeah. Then you can use the features in your apps or on your phone to limit yourself. So first, turn off notifications. Mm. All your apps are giving you notifications that you don't really need to see because you know you're going to check it anyways. Yeah. And just getting that notification is going to distract you from what you're doing currently and you're just going to want to check it.
Guys. Yeah. Notifications make me angry. They suck. But like you need them, obviously. Like they're obviously good.
That's why I'm always checking my phone because I'm like, oh, I see a notification. What's going on? Yeah. You know what I mean? So if you don't get them, you won't feel that pull.
Yeah. But one thing that I do is I have them. So I have them off for like Snap and I did have them off a little bit for Instagram at one point. Maybe I still do because I would go on the app anyway. So I see them, but I didn't want to feel like as soon as I get it, I click on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. That could help.
So turn off your notifications, put on do not disturb. You can actually set up custom do not disturb. So like you can set that these three important people, they can get through to me, but everything else is no notifications, no one texting me, like nothing like that. Or you can set it for certain times. So I have a morning routine one that's set from 6 to 8 a.m. So like it's automatically on do not disturb and no one's bothering me during that time period, except for my mom.
Yeah. I didn't realize, like, well, now I know, but before I didn't know that you can customize it.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, what if an emergency happens and, like, my family member needs to reach me? Exactly. So I would just, like, leave it on and not put it on do not disturb. But now I still haven't done it because I'm late.
Well, I did it and I kept my mom and my brother since I carpool with him. Yeah. So in case he had to tell me something.
Exactly.
Like, those are the only two that can reach me between 6 and 8 a.m. You know, everyone else, it's like,
see bye you later. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can also change your settings. I think you can do this that it notifies you once you've hit your limit of the day on your phone. You can, because now it tracks like your activity and like it gives you updates like how much you've been using your phone.
Yeah.
So you can set a limit to be like, okay, I only want to be on my phone like for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And like once that limit reaches, it's going to say like you've reached your limit.
I'll continue after.
I know, but at least it's like kind of guilt tripping you in a way to like not really use it.
If you're sticking to your habit and you see that, you're like, okay, I know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I just I know. Okay, so make it harder to get to. So other than physically removing your phone out of the room, delete the app. Because if you really want to get to the app, let's say you really want to get to Instagram or Facebook and you don't have it, you have to physically go to your computer, put it in your browser, pull it up. Like, that's like 10 extra steps than just opening an app. So you might feel reluctant to even open it by that point because you're like, I don't want to do all that just to like look at one notification.
Exactly.
Right?
And sometimes I feel like deleting it will remind you why. Like, when you realize it's not there, it'll give you a reminder, it's not there because I'm, you know, supposed to not be using it.
Exactly, so, Then you can use a habit tracker to keep yourself accountable if you don't have like other people to like hold you accountable to not doing it. Like I said, it takes 21 days to build a habit. So you can just put it for 21 days, see if you reach that, and then just restart that. And then lastly, set places in your home that are digitally free. So yeah, like let's say you have, I was going to be like, if you're rich and you have two living rooms, you know what I mean? You
don't
have
some houses, What?
Like, maybe like save your basement for like, that's your TV room. And then if you have a living room upstairs and you don't have a TV, that's going to be your digital free room. Yeah. Or maybe it's the kitchen. You just go into the kitchen for an hour, you cook, you clean, you read, journal, like do something else. But in the kitchen, there's no digital devices that you can use.
Yeah. But someone I know was like, oh, they don't use their phone. They don't bring their phones in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like, I guess maybe, I don't think it's during the day, but like when before they go to bed, they like leave it in the kitchen or something. I was like, oh, the willpower.
But then it also comes back to the emergency thing.
Yeah.
Like, what if there's an emergency and someone's calling?
Maybe they have a system.
But I have it on Do Not Disturb at night anyways. Mm. See, my Do Not Disturb at night, no one could get through.
Right. So you don't even need it. So if there's an emergency,
like...
Exactly. Might as well put it in your... Shit, sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. That's interesting, though. I don't think I could be, like, digitally free in my bedroom. That's, like, my sacred place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely not, like... Sorry, I think they meant, like, they don't bring their phones in, but they have, like, other... They probably have...
Still,
yeah, phone is, like, some... Yeah. I don't think I could do that yet, to be honest. No.
I think I have gotten better at, like, using... devices. Okay, I won't say devices. Using my phone less at night, but I substituted with something else. Like I'm either on my laptop or like I'm watching TV, which I don't necessarily think that's a bad
Say, I feel like even though they said don't swap, like this, like research says don't swap, but I feel like
I think reducing it.
Reducing it, and if you're addicted to one certain thing and it's like draining you, but if you're replacing with something that makes, like sometimes I realize like I don't go on YouTube often enough when I put on my laptop TV, yes it's like digital, but it like calms me down more and it's not like super stressful. It's like
I don't think I could ever be like free completely, but definitely like reducing it is really gonna help.
Oh, my arm is like cramping from like holding the mic.
I know, I was like switching it up before.
And I keep like pressing.
I noticed that. I'm like, let me just.
I was literally like this.
Like, okay, we need to, we're literally like T-Rex arms right now. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please excuse us resting on our boobs this microphone.
What else are they good for? Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, well, that's the end of the episode. We hope you all enjoyed it. I had so much fun talking about this, actually.
This was fun.
Yeah, I feel like we...
I don't know if it's just because it was that night and we're just like giggling. Yeah,
let us know if you enjoyed it, if you like this type of episode. We say that every episode, but do let us know because we are actually curious. And let us know if you are going to do a digital detox after this, and if you have any other tips for people struggling with their online usage and all of that. So as usual, you can like, subscribe, share, leave us any comments, and you can follow us at Wild Thoughts Pod on Instagram, on Facebook, on
TikTok.
Yeah, sorry, I was forgetting. Make sure to also follow us individually. All our account information will be linked in the description below. And that's it for today's episode.
Woo! See ya.